This is an audio description. This will describe Isabella's comic about self-care for autistic adults, made as part of the Wide-Ass COVID-19 project. The comic has three panels or pages. The first panel is split into three sections: the top, the middle, and the bottom. The top panel shows a character whose name is Hazel. Hazel is wearing a beanie over her short hair and has a backpack on her shoulders. Hazel seems tired. Her head is down and she is holding onto the straps of her backpack with both hands. A speech bubble above her head reads, "A long day." The middle section has a darker tone. On the left, Hazel stands outside, seemingly on a balcony. On the right, her internal experience is shown. She is surrounded by black squiggles indicating anxiety or a sense of feeling overwhelmed. Hazel has her hands over her ears. The bottom section is lighter. Hazel looks up, one arm resting on a bench. Hazel is wearing the same t-shirt and beanie as before, but no backpack. The speech bubble on the right says, "Many autistic adults may feel a little worried that self-care isn't productive." The speech bubble on the left says, "But I feel like after a long day, I need to do something that eases me before I can do anything more." The second panel is split into two sections, top and bottom. The top part shows Hazel picking up some headphones that are on a desk next to a cup of coffee. On the left side, Hazel is wearing the headphones and has a blanket wrapped around her shoulders like a cape. The speech bubble reads, "Self-care is practically limitless in what you can do, but for me, I have a set way that is calming." The bottom section of the second panel shows Hazel sitting on the floor with the cape wrapped around her shoulders. The speech bubble reads, "It may take a while for you if you're not used to it, but I hope that you'll be able to find things that work for you. When you do set aside time to practice self-care, it's quite rewarding, as it lets you become more in tune with your needs and relaxes you. I particularly like how flexible it is, that while I take care of myself, I can do things that I enjoy." The third and final panel is split into three sections. In the top section, Hazel sits cross-legged, apparently meditating. The speech bubble reads, "If you'd like, here are some ideas. Maybe practice mindfulness things like painting or soothing music, or even playing your favorite songs over and over. Check your sensory needs, such as if you need more or less stimulation." The middle part of the right. Blue sky and a hand running through green grass. The speech bubble reads, "Run your hands through something." The left of the middle section, a drawing of a person lying in a bed. The speech bubble reads, "Or you could lie in a darkened room." The bottom section of the third panel shows Hazel sitting on the floor, smiling, the blanket wrapped around her. The speech bubble reads, "It all comes down to what you need. Go from there. Every one of us autistics are individual, so it's important to figure out your own needs and ways of coping, and self-care that works for you." The end.